The answer is a down arrow for bicarbonate, a down arrow for CO2, and an up arrow for anion gap. This patient's diagnosis is DKA, diabetic ketoacidosis. So we're going to have a metabolic acidosis. Our bicarbonate normally 22 to 28. So our bicarbonate would be under 22. We're going to be blowing off CO2 because CO2 is acidic, so that's going to compensate. So we have a metabolic acidosis with respiratory compensation. CO2 is normally 33 to 44 millimeters of mercury, so our CO2 would be under 33. And then our anion gap is elevated. So normally anion gap is 8 to 12. Anion gap in this case would be 13 or greater. It's calculated by adding your bicarbonate and chloride, taking that number, and subtracting it from the sodium, okay? DKA, it's one of the mud piles diagnoses. Easy question here, ultra high yield. So just package this one as important for USMLE. That's it.